All right. So parenting, man, parenting is, it's not easy. It's a very amazing, beautiful, you know, satisfying, fulfilling thing, but it's also a very stressful, scary, frustrating thing a lot of times. And especially, you know, when kids are difficult or being difficult, or they're acting out and misbehaving. So the thing that we need to understand, that the anger, the misbehaving, the yelling, the hitting, the talking back, those are not the problems. That's the first thing that we really need to understand and to remember, especially when they're doing those things in front of our face, when we told them not to already and they're still doing it. That's the time where we really need to have a level of maturity and self-control, where we don't react and get sucked into their negative energy, because we're not dealing with the real problem there. Otherwise, we create more problems, and we actually are feeding that misbehaving. We're feeding them being difficult. We're either going to cause them to fight more or to flight, to either close up and just not want to share with it anymore, or they're going to want to fight back if we're just dealing with those symptoms. So we really need to understand that, especially when they're doing the misbehaving. Okay, we don't want to just react, because again, it's just going to cause them to flight or fight. It's going to cause them to fight back, be more defensive, or, you know, just hide their feelings and not want to share with you anymore. And both of those are not good for them and not good for you, not good for your relationship. So after that understanding, we need to understand, okay, if that's not the problem, what the heck is the problem, right? If they're misbehaving, doing these certain things, acting out, getting into things that they know that they shouldn't be, because you taught them not to be doing those things, but here they are doing them. So why are they doing those freaking things? Because it's so frustrating. So I know how that feels. So the real issue, and this is hard for a lot of parents to really face and swallow. I know for myself it was. I know for a lot of my students and clients, it's hard for them to really face this. Because we have good hearts, we want to be great parents, we do all that we can. So hearing this really hits ego, it really hits our pride, it really hits us, you know, like, well, what do you mean? Now this is what I'm talking about. The real issue is not those misbehaving, right? The real issue is disconnection. Disconnection is usually the culprit. That's connection with your children is so important for so many reasons, but in one word, it's love. And when kids are not feeling loved, when they're not feeling, it doesn't mean you don't love them or you're not doing things, because you loving them and doing things that you think will make them feel loved is one thing, and them actually feeling loved is a totally other thing. Okay, and I'll get more into that later. But this is just basic understanding that we need to understand that all that misbehaving, the things that they're doing to be difficult, those are not the problems. The problem is that there is disconnection somewhere with your relationship with them. There's something going on in their lives that's causing them to feel frustrated. It's hurting them. It's scaring them. So out of that pain, out of that fear, out of that frustration, they act out. That's a way that they begin to communicate, because they don't know how to identify what's really going on. And especially if they can't identify it, they're not going to be able to communicate it, like what they really need. Kind of like when kids, you know, when they can't talk yet. If they're hurting, or if they have poop in their diaper, or pee in their diaper, or they're hungry, what do? They can't talk, right? So they begin to or cry or throw something, and that's them trying to communicate what's going on inside, but they don't really know how to communicate or express themselves yet. They don't know how to communicate their needs and their wants. So they do it through misbehaving, because that gets some kind of attention. So it's the same thing as, you know, people get older. I mean, people are adults still doing this stuff. So it's, you know, we need to have understanding here that those things that they're doing is them calling out for, you know, hey, I need some attention in some area in my life. I'm scared, or I'm in pain, or I feel confused, or there's something that is not connected for them in understanding or feeling loved or heard. There's something that they don't feel connected in, okay? So for the most part, I have noticed that a lot of parents have, they have their goal of raising their children, and they want their children to be obedient children. Like they spend a lot of their time, their energy, trying to ensure that what? That they turn out good, right? Like they good behaved kids. And the obvious method of us accomplishing that goal is to teach them to do as we say. Look, you need to do this because, you know, we're the parents and we know, right? Well, this is a relationship that's based on rules and not connection or love. It's about, see, real relationship, real connection is not about the rules and regulations. It's about relationship. It's about communication. And that takes a lot more time. So it's really hard when we're very busy, when we have other kids, when we have a lot of other responsibilities to do, to remember that, not react, not stress out on all the other responsibilities that we have, to get all that out of our minds and to really get down into their level, into their world, to understand what's going on with them. And each kid is different too. So it's about building a relationship, a connection with each one individually, not using rules and regulations and do's and don'ts to keep them in line so that we feel better because they're behaving. This is a trap that so many parents fall into. So if we're just trying to put rules on them, like, hey, don't do this, don't do that, and they don't feel connected, they don't feel loved, they're going to start misbehaving. They're going to start crying out in a certain way, hitting, getting angry, yelling, doing things at school, not doing good in grades. These are all symptoms of not feeling loved, not feeling understood, not feeling connected with the most important people in their lives. And us as parents, we are that. So this is where we can start to think, well, a relationship that is focused on connection and love sounds like, you know, yeah, that's good, but what am I supposed to do? Just let them do whatever they want? That's what I get, a lot of reaction that I get when I'm teaching parents about connecting with their children. They're like, well, what do you mean? Like, what, just do, let them do whatever they want? And of course not. You know, discipline is a part of love. We need to give them boundaries. And a lot of times they push to see where their boundaries are, to see how much you care, to learn. And that's good. That's a resistance, a push back and forth. That's training them for life. So until our kids learn how to deal with what is going on inside of them, they're simply not going to be able to learn how to manage the freedom that is given to them. So behavior comes from inward beliefs. What you believe will define and develop what you do. So behavior comes from inward beliefs. Therefore, we can't get caught up in the behavior, but rather we need to become more intentional in instilling the right beliefs. If we're just dealing with the behavior and trying to correct that, that's just going to frustrate your child. That's just going to frustrate you and create more problems. That's not what it's about. That's the symptoms again. So instead, and that's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. It gets tiring. It gets stressful. It makes you sick. You can't sleep. You're like, what the heck am I going to freaking do with this kid, right? So we need to get more preventive rather than reactive, preventive, you know, intentional, where you begin to intentionally instill the right beliefs. Now, that's another thing, right? We need to rethink of how we're raising them, what we're teaching them. So instead of just focusing on those beliefs, we need to get deeper. I'm like, you know what? Instilling good beliefs, like, you know, you are a good kid. You are a loving kid. You are, you know, compassionate. And you begin to really plant those types of seeds, the things that you want to see in them. Instead of saying, don't do this, you need to show them what's already inside of them, that you already know what's inside of them, and begin to keep, you know, you kind of reach in past all their misbehaving, their yelling, kind of you reach in their hearts and you pull out that which is good. And you keep highlighting that for them. Look, you're really this. I see you as this. I see, even though they're acting like freaking brats, you keep showing them how good they are. And you keep watering those seeds over and over and over until it takes root in them. And those beliefs will begin to change the way they behave. And that's where real change begins to happen. Otherwise, you're just putting out fires all the time. Okay? So this is the first part of the different things I'm going to share and teach about parenting. And this is understanding that those behaviors, those misbehaving, all those things that they're doing is not the problem. The problem is disconnection and them feeling not heard, not loved. So that's part one. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. This is Richard Martinez. I just wanted to thank you for listening and wanted to encourage you to listen to more. You see, this is a podcast where you're going to get some practical things that will bring results today. Because the truth is, life doesn't reward you for your good effort, right? But it rewards you for the results you bring. So I want to help you to bring results in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You see, I've been doing this for over 20 years in over 25 nations, helping leaders, helping business owners, helping high performers to condense time, to scale their lives, to scale their businesses, and achieve the goals that they have in their mind. I can help you. It's all about the results. You guys can reach out to me on my social media at It's Richard Martinez, I-T-S, Richard Martinez. I have a lot of books, courses, things that can help you. So I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the next podcast.